Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, really everyone just being on the same page, because we know these guys are going to come a lot. I mean, there's...
Welcome back to the Very Immature Show as we continue on. You can't mess up a Friday at 9 o'clock. You cannot... mess it up. Mike Florio's coming up from Pro Football Talk. He can't mess it up. Big Bo getting to be a little grumpy as he gets older. He can't mess it up. No, he's all fired up about the new podcast, so he's fine right now. So we're in good shape, man. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here. As Panthers, boy, what a difference a year makes. Think about this. A year ago, Panthers are getting ready to play a Game 7 against Boston. Right? They win. They go, oh, no time. We gotta shoot to the next round. Was it Toronto? We got to go out and play Toronto. And now Panthers are sitting back. They're at home. They've already taken care of Tampa Bay. So they're waiting for the winner of this Toronto and Boston series. Now tied at 3-3. That Boston was up 3-1. Oh, wait a second. They were up 3-1 against the Florida Panthers last year. So here we go again. Boy, could they blow it? Boy, they are going to get blasted in Boston. Up 3-1 and lose at home again. Oh, God. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, Panthers do know one thing. They're not sure who they're playing yet, but they're going to be at home on Monday for the first game of the second round of the playoffs. Boy, I'll tell you what, no traveling. They're sitting back watching, don't have to jump on a plane to go somewhere and get ready to go for this first two games at home coming up. It's going to be a hot friggin' ticket. I'm guessing that already is the case. Have you noticed, give me a call, Paul? Probably not calling back right now, Woody. Probably not going to get give me a call, Paul, to give you a call back.
No call, Paul.
Yeah, probably. I don't mind. Here's the problem. I don't mind if he's taking care of the sponsors, because that's what the tickets are for. I got a problem when all of a sudden there's a little thing between. I know the salespeople, we need each other. Salespeople need us. We need the salespeople. But I got to tell you, when they power move this thing, especially we got four or five of them that are big timers, we like to call big horses, you know, sell a lot, if they're going to them. Like, listen, I love Todd, but that doesn't give Todd a right to go to every frigging game because he's Todd. And I know Todd's good at what he does. Sells the hell out of
it. I don't know. He told me he's supposed to be at every single game.
I know he did. Yeah. No, he believes that. Like when I ask, I should get. And I go, no, no. When you ask for your clients, you should get. Not you.
He really likes those suite tickets, though, because, you know, there's nobody in front of him, so he can see the field.
Why you got to take it personal?
It's not personal.
You do the same thing with Tannenbaum. Like, instead of just say you don't like Mike or what he has to say, you got to cut that he looks heavy and his hair.
I never said he looks heavy. No, 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 no. That's your deal now. You own that. That's all you. I never said he looked heavy. I just got a ridiculous hairline, but I didn't say he looks heavy. So you own that now.
So you're so.
So next time you see him.
No. So you're so perfect and so handsome.
No.
There.
Don't put this back on me.
You take all these shots.
You said he was heavy.
You take
and now
all
you're
these
skinny.
Shots.
Now you're skinny because you haven't eaten a carb in a year. And no, you make fun
true.
Of other people.
That's not true.
It's horrible.
I don't make fun of other people. Don't start that.
But you own that all to yourself. I never said he was heavy.
I'm very careful who I get on about their weight now.
Oh, really?
No, I mean, I don't do that like I used to grab a salad. I don't do any of that stuff. Dude, do you really need that ice cream? I don't do any of that stuff. Like,
maybe those guys are skinny now
in the
that
past.
You did that too.
Maybe. Maybe you're right. I hope they
maybe
hope
you motivated.
Healthy. I don't know about that, but don't try to be nice to me now.
No, I'm just saying maybe like you motivated them.
You take a lot of personal shots and nobody sees
I don't
you.
Take any personal
you,
shots.
It's fine.
I did
you
not
take
call
him,
Tannenbaum heavy.
Out.
I did not call him heavy.
You said you
I've
take
said
a
lot
of
bad
shots.
Stuff about him because I think he's terrible at everything he's ever done, but I did not call him heavy. That's all you. You own that.
So that's not fair to say he's been bad at everything he's done. It's just not fair. It's not fair.
He's pretty good on TV if he's just trying to, you know, get reaction from people.
Boy, you're on a roll.
Although I think you said that he didn't like that very much.
I said to him, look, some of the topics have been really good. I said, you know, I don't know if you believe it or not, but it was good stuff. That's all I said to him. I did say
he
that.
He did not like that, huh?
He just didn't say anything. He just looked at me like he wanted to punch me in the face. No, he didn't. He didn't do that. Mike's a good guy. Mike's a nice guy. He's been nice. He has been.
He was nice to you.
Yeah, because his wife's nice to me. And the kids were great. All right, so anyway, we've got Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk before you go trying to get me in trouble here on a Friday, and things are nice, and I'm going to talk about the Marlins, and they're on the West Coast coming home to play the Phillies next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend, and they got so many great – I just want to do this for the marketing department of the Miami Marlins. For all the programs you put – you talk about that really get it. And listen, the product, congratulations, got their first sweep against Colorado. And they got a ways to go. But I will tell you, they put together some great stuff, especially, Woody, you got to talk about how that you do that. So you took, Leon loves to go to all sporting events, but he likes going to baseball because you signed him up where he can go, and he gets, every time he goes, you get a prize or a gift.
Yeah, they give you a pass on a lanyard, and you go up to right near guest services there. They stamp it for you every single time. You get a different prize, and then the fifth time is like the grand prize.
So it's smart, right? Because the kids want to go to games, and sometimes parents go, what are we going to do? And they go, Dad, I want to go to the game. I want to go watch the Marlins. And so you go out, you know, and –
you saw
smart.
Those giveaways, man. I was able to snag you a couple of those. They brought them up
so
to
I
us last
So I want to say
week.
That. And I'm not talking about the product of Major League Baseball and coming to watch your favorite teams, but I just think their marketing department is really good. The things they put together, the promotions, Tuesday, you know, Taco Tuesday is great. Wednesday and Sunday now, 4 for $44. They got some great value, and more importantly, kids love to go because they're going to get something. They've got time where you can go down on the field. They've got a ton of great programs set up. It's early in the season. If you haven't, you got a weekend or you got a day off, you want to go with the kids, it really is. They'll have a great time. Hopefully you catch a good ball game with it. That is Miami Marlins.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Thank you, Woody. We go right to him. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Joe, I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
Man, I'm hanging in there. Thank you. I'm doing all right. Hey, so we got the third phase. I call it the third phase now as we go into OTAs and mini camps here. And there's still some pretty good names. I'm looking at some of these names in free agency. I'm guessing most of them, because they want more money than they've been offered or want to see how this thing's going to play out or don't want to go to camp too early. But, boy, the Dolphins, and I'm guessing a lot of teams could still use some guys kind of at the end, Odell Beckham to Calais Campbell and Justin Simmons. What happens with those guys? They all get picked up, right? At some point they end up going, this is the best offer, this is the best place for me to be.
Yeah, I think you're right. And a lot of it at this point is, why do I want to sign now? If it's not everything I want, I can wait and sign later. I don't have to screw around with OTAs. Maybe I can skip some of training camp. At some point, you got to get ready for the season, obviously. But unless they're making you an offer you can't refuse, you just sit and wait and you take advantage of that. And I think sometimes guys get the itch and they're ready to go. They want to get this done. We know the Dolphins have talked to Odell Beckham Jr., but you know, he got $16 million last year from the Ravens for not a whole lot of production. I got to wonder at what point he accepts the fact that he's not going to get anything close to that in his next contract, and he clearly hasn't accepted it yet.
Well, I think a lot of those guys that we're talking about are in that boat right now going, hey, you're a backup safety or you're a third wide receiver, and you're going, wow, I've made great money my whole career, and now there's going to be a little adjustment here. So you're probably right on that. So – this 18-game regular season, you kind of were one of the first guys knowing the league wanted to do it. Mike, how close are we to 18 games right now? Would you say the next couple years it could happen?
Well, the best time for the NFL to do it would be within the confines of the next CBA negotiations, because the reality is, if the NFL really wants it, the NFL is going to get it, because the owners will lock out the players and shut down football for a year if they have to. They won't blink. They're owning the teams indefinitely. For the players, the idea of giving up 1 year of their careers when their careers aren't very long, we know that that doesn't work. It didn't work in 87. It didn't work in 2011 when the players finally gave in and took the best offer the owners were making financially. And in 2020, they agreed to 17 games because they knew from experience, even though it was a fight, and you could argue to some extent that Demora Smith, the former NFLPA executive director, ended up leaving over the issue because a lot of players didn't want to go to 17 games. They knew they're getting their 17 games. So now they're getting their 18 games. And the messaging from the NFLPA current leadership is far more compliant. It's not hostile. It's not belligerent. It's not no way in hell. I think they get it done. And the report from the Washington Post this week was they're going to approach them in the next 12 to 18 months. And maybe they'll have an offer that they'll accept before. If they know it's inevitable, they're going to get squeezed to do it, and there's a way to make more money for everyone, and maybe they get a second bye week out of it, then maybe they do agree to it because they know they're going to get pushed to do it at some point. We may as well find a way to make it a win and do it happily now.
I got to ask you about what's going on down here. We got this F1 race coming up, which is kind of part of the big plan over there at Hard Rock Stadium with all these sporting events. How about Stephen Ross being offered $10 billion by a wealthy guy, Ken Griffin here, in the state of Florida, offered him $10 billion for F1 and his football team in that stadium. Are we going to start seeing more of this from some of the owners going, wow, why are we not adding more if we have a nice big piece of property trying to put a track around it and get more events?
Well, and I don't know what the F1 aspect of it would be worth. Like, how much of it is for the team? The record for any NFL team is $6.05 billion, which broke a record from a year earlier of $4.65 billion. These teams keep going up and up and up in value. You may have some owners who decide to cash out, depending upon what their succession plan is. Stephen Ross didn't want to because he intends to leave the team, I think, to his daughter, who will then run it. And if you better, and that's the other thing, is the values go up and up, you better have a good tax lawyer who's making sure Uncle Sam is going to get his piece of your estate, because you got to be able to pay that bill. That's why Joe Robbie's family had to sell the team to Wayne Huizenga years ago. It was an estate tax issue. Jack Kent Cook in Washington, same deal. That's how we got Daniel Snyder, as an aftermath of that. So you better have a lot of money to pay the tax bill, and that's one of the problems for the league. And, Joe, a point that I made this week, and this was sparked by Stephen Ross saying no to the $10 billion offer, I think we're going to see teams have a harder and harder time getting any public money for stadium renovation or construction. These values keep going up.
Yep.
It's going to be easier for politicians to say, pay for your own damn stadiums, guys. You can afford it. Sell some of your team and pay for it with that.
I agree. I think Kansas City's finding out that same thing. Like, we've been really good. Nobody's wins as much, and they're going, great. You're also worth a ton of money. You need to pay for that damn thing, or most of it, for sure. And I agree with you, by the way. We've seen it down here, especially after the baseball park was built. There are a lot of people pissed off. They got a sweetheart deal, and they're going to be paying for it for a long, long time. So, moving on, I got to get back to draft. Those numbers came out. My God, Mike, 12 million people on average watched the first round, 270. I didn't know what that crowd, I knew on my TV, it was a lot of people, 275,000 people. Mike, are the cities paying for it right now? And if they're not, are they getting ready to? Is the NFL going to make them pay to get it?
Well, the NFL decides who's going to host the draft, and it's basically become like the Super Bowl. And they pick. See, they got away from the open bidding on the Super Bowl, because what happened was, if you'd have Miami, New Orleans, Houston, and Arizona all jockeying for a Super Bowl, and only one gets it, the other three are like, why'd we waste our time? So the NFL just now targets and goes and says, this is what it's going to take, yes or no. And you say yes, you get it. You say no, they move on to the next one, and they'll keep moving until somebody says yes. So my guess is the NFL is finding a way to turn this into a revenue stream. They're not going to wear it on their sleeve. But you look at what that did for Detroit. They had their biggest weekend ever in hotel. But, Joe, you know, you left off the other part of it. And I'm not finding fault over it. I'm just saying, yeah, $12 million the first night. But, man, it really underperformed on Friday and Saturday, which shows the value, or lack thereof, of having star players. And one of the things that just occurred to me after seeing those numbers, because overall – it was down 3% on TV. That's how much Friday and Saturday dragged down Thursday. They need to do a better job of identifying stories and cultivating those stories prior to the draft. That's something NBC always does with the Olympics, where it humanizes.
Right.
They got to find guys and turn them into people that we all want to see. When does this guy get drafted? That's what will get people to tune in on Friday and Saturday. The sooner they do it, the more those ratings. Because I love football as much as anyone. By the third day of the draft, I'm like, when is this frigging thing going to end?
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah,
did
I
did
not I
watch
know
it.
Tom
I'm
Brady
with you.
Pick number 199, but it's not like they rubbed some magic shell and Tom Brady emerged. Well, we didn't know who the hell he was. It's just another name. It becomes background noise by Saturday.
You know what? It's funny. Like, I'm interested going into the second round, because there's like 9 or 10 guys that kind of drop out. I wanted to see, especially if I really liked them from college, and I'll watch. But you're right. That after that second and third round, they don't get much of me on that third day. Not at all. Just maybe checking in from time to time. So, arena football and UFL. How long does this last, Mike? I know it started back up, and everybody's trying to hit on the popularity of Big Daddy called the NFL. Does the UFL work this time for the offseason? I know they're now together with the best teams. What do you think happens?
Well, it's working really well in St. Louis, and I think part of that is people in St. Louis want to give the middle finger double-barreled to Stan Kroenke in the NFL, so they're supporting the Battlehawks, who have only had a couple of home games. They went from 40 to like 31. That's just incredible in comparison to what some of the other teams have done The ratings, hey, look, they started a decent number and they slip. And what kind of traction do they really develop? And eight teams, I don't think eight teams are enough. I think you need to eventually get to 16. You need to get it spread to more cities. And you just need to get people interested. Joe, I go back to 1983. I was a senior in high school. The USFL captures the imagination. They compete with NFL caliber guys. They get Mike Rozier, the Heisman Trophy winner, to go play for them instead of the NFL. And, you know, they had some big name guys. Reggie White was there. Jim Kelly was there with the Houston Gamblers.
Right.
And I remember the first day it debuted. It was a Sunday in March. And I turn on the TV and like 5 minutes in, it's like, why am I watching this? I don't care about football in March. Like, it's hard to get people to care about football in March, April, May, and June. And I think what they believe is people want stuff to bet on. And I just don't know if that's enough to fuel it. Now, in comparison to the other programming you'd have on, you can argue it makes sense. I just don't think it's ever really going to thrive. I will turn it on if I got nothing else to watch. But I don't get – I can't wait to see Birmingham play –
yeah.
Michigan this weekend. Like, nobody cares about that. And the Arena Football League's trying to come back, and that thing's swirling down the drain before it can even get started.
Yeah, no, I agree. I haven't watched very much of it.
You can't watch any Arena Football. It's supposed to be on NFL Network, and they pulled the plug on the deal.
Yeah.
That's the kind of shape the Arena Football League's in.
Yeah, no. You know what, Mike? I don't know if I ever told you. When that thing first started in Orlando and Tampa Bay, I used to do some of the games on TV, go over there and talk about learning on the fly. What the hell is going on in this game? Yeah, it was pretty crazy. So I got to ask you about Deion Sanders. Boy, the one-year love affair. Boy, it looked like, and everybody, ESPN and Fox, were doing live shows, Saturday shows, and Deion's the best, and he's doing this and that. And then the second half of the year, it started to fall apart, and now all of a sudden, not every great player wants to play for Deion Sanders. What happened? Boy, the way bashing guys leaving too, he and his kid. What are your thoughts?
Well, look, I fell victim to the hero worship last year when it all started very well, because I'm thinking, man, this guy would be great in the NFL. You know, I've been clamoring for Jim Harbaugh to come back to the NFL because I think he'd be great in the NFL. He was great, and I was glad he came back. I think Deion, who wanted to coach the Falcons back in 2003, not far removed from his first retirement, and before he returned and played for the Ravens, he was saying, I'd like to coach the Falcons. Now he says he doesn't want to come to the NFL. And of course, when 3-0 becomes 4-8, that door kind of closes. But it's very polarizing. If you say something positive about Deion, you got the haters coming after you because, oh, you know, Deion stinks. And then if you say negative, oh, Deion's great. I mean, that makes for a guy who would be a very compelling presence in the NFL. He's very charismatic. I think he has the ability to be a good coach. He just has to have the right people around him. Remember that game last year when they were trying to beat USC before we realized USC was kind of fugazi. And despite having Caleb Williams, the team just wasn't good enough. There was some horrendous decisions made by the offensive coordinator as it related to clock management and play calling. And when it was time to go talk to reporters, it was Deion Sanders' love session and like cult status, and nobody will say anything that would be remotely negative. And there's been some of this evidence of bullying at Jackson State, and we saw the stuff that happened on social media this week. That's the one unfortunate aspect of it. There is a little bit of bullying that comes along with the whole Deion Sanders experience. And if he doesn't like something you say, he'll take you on. He'll block you on Twitter. Hell, he blocked me on Twitter years ago. He's probably forgotten he blocked me on Twitter because of some relatively meaningless thing I said about whatever was going on at the time. So I think he'd be a great presence in the NFL, but he's got to prove he can coach. And this is kind of it. I mean, they got to do something better than last year because it got embarrassing. 1-8 to finish, very embarrassing. But they still had 24,000 show up for the spring game, and I guess it rained the whole day, and they still turned out. There's still some excitement, but it's clearly not what it was last year.
Yeah. You think he'd be better as a head coach in the NFL than this head coach in college football?
I mean, he says that he can't motivate. I can't remember. It was just kind of a strange explanation as to why he thinks he can't motivate NFL players. I think he would be great. I think some of those clips we saw from the locker rooms last year were awesome. And I think he could. I think he's selling himself short. I just think he's choosing not to for now, or maybe it's just part of the bigger play where he wanted to create a demand that became overwhelming and he finally just relented to it. The problem is 3-0 became 4-8.
Yeah.
And that's what I, you know, there was an article recently on ESPN.com where the headline was, he said he's not going to follow his son to the NFL. Well, 4-8's not going to get you an opportunity to go to the NFL.
Right. No question. And by the way, his son, he's pumping up his son, calling him a top five pick in the draft, man. I'd calm down and let him play. And I don't know. I guess Deion's a, you know, as gifted and talented as he was, but boy, to put that on your kid, that's a tough one for sure. My God.
I love good stories, and I think it would be a good story. The problem is sometimes if you look too close, you see some stuff that isn't all that great. And if you point it out, you get attacked for it. It's just a complicated stew of factors, but it is compelling. It is compelling. You can't look away from whatever Deion Sanders is doing.
Hey, Mike, before I let you go, and this is a topic, I don't know about every other sports city, but down here, about the quarterback and trying to find the franchise quarterback and the amount of money spent by GMs and assistant GMs and their scouting department and their coaches get involved in pro days and combine and Senior Bowl. And yet a bunch of people are still going to come up short again next year. We're going to have the same conversations that five or six or seven teams are looking for a quarterback. Mike, it used to be you'd lose your job if you didn't hit on a quarterback, especially the earlier you picked. And now you just go at it again and like, all right, let's try it again. It's incredible that, and I know you don't know the heart and you don't know, and maybe it's the wrong system. What do you think's the biggest problem why every year we're going to have this topic?
Well, look, you're getting very close to touching on what I believe the core problem is. Some of it is that the player has a ceiling that is impossible to discern based upon what he's done in college football and whether or not he's going to step up. Deshaun Watson was a great example. He had 30 interceptions in 2 years at Clemson, and the concern was, hey, if you're throwing that many interceptions at college level, it's not going to get any better when the windows get narrower. And he came to the NFL, and you know what happened? He started hitting narrower windows, and he was great with the Texans. There's a projection involved that you just don't know how it's going to go. But I really do think that one of the things that gets overlooked, quality of owner, quality of team, quality of coaching.
Yes.
Hey, all those guys who got drafted this year, J.J. McCarthy's in the best spot because he's going to Minnesota where the head coach is the offensive guy. He's already one of the best play callers and play designers in the NFL. He's not even 39 yet. He's going to be there for all of J.J. McCarthy's career if McCarthy works out. For these other guys, Caleb Williams, if it goes great this year, Shane Waldron will be a head coach somewhere else. If it goes great for Drake May, Gerard Mayo, defensive coach, will be there. I don't know that Alex Van Pelt is going to be a head coach, but if you have a couple of great years,
yep,
that's what you got to worry about. You got to worry about offensive coordinator leaves. So there's a lot of factors that go into it, and it isn't always the player, you know, and that's one of the reasons why. You know, they say the draft. I'm not a big fan of the draft because I think players should be able to play wherever they want to play and they can come up with other ways to balance it out competitively. And they think that, like, giving the worst team the top pick is some answer to balancing the league. How many bad teams stay bad because they still screw up the top pick and they screw up the development of the top pick?
Right. Nope. You're right on the money there. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I guess it gives us a lot to talk about every year, though, the old quarterback and who's next. Mike, thank you. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, pal.
That's Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. He hates the draft. I love the draft.
He's always got that weird take about the draft. That guy should be able to choose where they go.
But the draft is it's proven it does work. Now, sometimes teams do stay bad because they don't know. He's right. They don't know what they're doing. But
it is designed for those teams.
It is designed.
Teams.
You can flip it around real quickly. You hit on a couple free agents. You hit Texans.
Yes.
Texans. Great example. Texans might have one of the three best teams in the AFC. I said it. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
All right, time for our stock market report, sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. Market is open, and the Dow is up 500 points, the NASDAQ up 300 points, the S&P up 60 points. Best of luck to all players. Joe, we'll send it back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. We're just about done for the weekend, man. F1 racing, next couple of days. What day are you going out, Woody? Saturday?
I'm going tomorrow, yep.
All right, good, good.
Very
good.
Excited. We got the sprint at noon.
Okay. Same guy win those two?
Probably.
It's amazing. Nobody.
It's okay.
No, it's all right.
I might even be sitting at the finish. I won't even know who wins. It doesn't matter. All right. Just go to watch the cars.
Yep. Yep. No, I get it. Not just you. There'll be a lot of folks out there.
You want to give me a pick?
Max. Just take the front runner.
Well, the problem is Max is minus 650. So you have to put up a lot of money to win some money.
His partner.
Sergio's plus 1,100.
I go Sergio. You're saying I can't take Max. I'll take his Red Bull partner.
So Charles Leclerc is at plus 1,750. Lando Norris plus 2,000. Carlos Sainz, the other Ferrari, plus 2,000. George Russell and Mercedes and Lewis Hamilton, both Mercedes are plus 4,000.
Lewis Hamilton, what happened? He used to be Max.
Well, so it's a car thing. It's a car.
I know it is. It's not so. So that's the part that's frustrating. At least in NASCAR, whoever said that earlier, I totally agree. In NASCAR, it seems like they – now, listen, Jimmy Johnson dominated, Jeff Gordon dominated. I understand that. But other guys did win. I mean, other people were in there, right, and having a chance to win. But this – I don't know if the best driver wins. He got the best car wins.
You can bet on the practice on this app.
I'm not doing that.
That's sick.
I'm not doing it.
You can bet on the sprint.
Why are you always got to bring up every gambling thing? We sit here and talk about
Max minus 650 to win the sprint.
All right. Probably going to win. Max, listen, whatever Max is doing, it's working. And what are they saying? Is guys getting ready to leave, huh? Some key guy in the
– Yeah, some
– Some guy that's very important. Car guy or something, yeah. Very valuable. I wonder what those guys make to be that valuable. They're going, holy crap, we lose him, we could be in trouble. All right, so, Woody, what do we got coming in? 305-567-0560.
All right, Joe, let's see here. Dolphins will never be the Texans, as proven by the past 20 years. Thank you.
You know what's so funny? You know why they said that, right? Texans have just owned us.
You also brought up the Texans as a rebuild that's gone right.
No, that was a rebuild, but we played them when they were like a young team and we were like 13 or 14-point favorites down here. And they won. Had some calls go against us, but I mean, it was a bad loss. I don't remember who the coach was. It was a bad loss, though.
561 says Bally Sports is in bankruptcy. What happens to our local teams being on TV?
Well, right now, only one's affected, right? Because everything else is on national TV.
Didn't that bankruptcy thing go away with Bally?
No, they're back at it right now. Yeah.
Well, I know Comcast, right? Is it Comcast that doesn't have Bally right now? They're in a fight.
It doesn't have to do with them. It has to do with getting this. They're coming up short on money. They're promising these teams all this money, and they're not selling that kind of stuff. So it's a tough one right now. So I think Tampa Bay and the Miami Marlins. I don't think you're gonna be watching any Miami Marlin games on TV right now, are you? I don't think so.
That's why you gotta go to the game.
Gotta go to the game.
Go out to the park.
Go to the park.
Texas says kids are the perfect audience for the Marlins. They don't know good baseball from bad. It's true.
By the way, no question. True. Nobody's arguing that. I mean, that was meant as a job, but you're right. Kids just want to go out there. Am I getting something for this game, Dad? Let's go.
I don't think you'll notice either, man. Just go out and watch the game. It's fun.
All right.
Enjoy your day. This guy says, remember last year Toronto fans were chanting, "We won Florida." The Panthers proceeded to kick the Maple Leafs' ass. I hope we can do it again.
You want them back?
That game 7 is Saturday night. It'll be a good one. I was hoping for a Knicks Sixers game 7. That would have been pretty fun, but
every one of those games.
I can't believe the Knicks advanced and we didn't. That stings.
They've been down and out for a while.
The Knicks
can't sting that bad. Yeah. They play hard, man. You get right?
I like this Knicks team. I do. They're easy to root for. With, you know, that being said, obviously I'm not a Knicks fan, but
I think they're the most talented team, although Brunson is ridiculous.
But you would admit, right? They're pretty easy to root for. I mean, they, you know.
Yeah. I mean, except they're the Knicks, yeah. But yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Someone says we should do a remote in Milpenis.
That's not good.
Maybe
happen.
We can do that someday.
What? You wanna, first of all, it's kind of a rough town. That's just what I want to do.
Oh, really? All the websites I looked at said it was nice.
Yeah, Marysville. They say that about Marysville. Marysville's a rough town.
Sounds like a nice place.
By the way, Martinez, rough town.
I don't know
where Stan Van Gundy's from.
Oh. My wife's not a fish eater, another classic from the Joe Rose show. That was an unusual thing you said.
Your look when I said that. The first thing I think of is I love fish and she doesn't like it. Yeah.
Can you bring a small cooler of beer into F1 like you can at NASCAR? I believe the answer to that is no, but you should check the website before. So I will say I've been to Ball. I've been to NASCAR. And NASCAR lets you, it doesn't have to be a small cooler. NASCAR lets you bring in a duffel bag full of beer.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They
Budweiser,
they let you get after it.
Budweiser mostly?
Yeah, they let you get after it.
Yeah.
Budweiser.
What else?
You know, not a lot of people drinking high noons out there. No. That's my thing.
No, they're getting after
like
it early
those.
For NASCAR.
Grouper is the best. That was Grouper that Dave Hyde caught, by the way.
You never did show me the picture. Oh, Joe, I'll send you a picture if I get one. So I thought he got shut out. Now you're telling me posted it.
And then how about this one,
Joe? You bum, Dave Hyde. You bum.
So what if he is on Team USA? He's there for defense. That's it. I'm talking about Bam. Bam cannot be a number two on a championship.
I just hope people aren't against Bam. You know what? Bam, no. Bam's fine.
I hate having
Bam
like, defend
gets a
that guy, but my God.
Bam
man.
Gets a lot more credit nationally for how good he is compared to locally because he doesn't score 30 points every night. Yeah, and by the way, his shot has gotten better. He has worked on his game. But as you said, with Tyler Herro, he's not the problem. Bam's not the problem.
The guy says Comcast is in a contract dispute with Bally's. Bally's is still on DirecTV as there was an agreement reached.
I don't know about that.
I think Comcast is in a fight with them, no?
I don't know if that's the case.
I believe it's been blacked out.
I don't think that's the case, but.
Well, there's something going on because it's not on Comcast, right?
I think, yeah. Isn't something Diamond? There's a Diamond company.
I don't know.
Diamond. I don't know. But it's not on.
Just get a password and log into the app or pay for the app, whatever. Patrick Beverly did throw a ball at someone's head last night in the crowd. Did you see that?
Yeah. His act's getting old, too. Shoving guys in the back. His whole act, I don't know how good he is. Everybody talks about, oh, you want that intensity. You don't like him, but if he's on your team. Like, that was Bush League. I don't care what somebody said to you, giving you a hard time at the end of the game. That's just grow up. By the way, he should be giving that whole check. That should cost him his whole damn check for that game.
The whole Bucks should give back their playoff checks. My God, man. You talk about disappointing.
Yeah.
Boy, that team's they stunk.
First round out first round of the playoffs.
Second year in a row.
You know what else? Second time the big fella's been hurt in the first round of the playoffs.
Injury prone?
I don't know.
Do we hit him with the label? He's Greek freak?
He's still young.
I suppose.
Still puts up big numbers.
You think they fire Doc, Dopey Doc?
Yes.
Go for their, what would this be? So they had the one coach last year, then they had two coaches this year, so this would be their fourth coach in about a year.
How many more chances does Doc get? I like Doc. Well, how many chances does he get to come in?
I know, but
stop
the real issue,
he's
though,
he's living
is,
off the Boston Celtics championship with
I know,
like,
but if,
a zillion years ago.
If they fire him, there's a good chance ESPN brings him back. And we have to listen to him during
our
games.
That doesn't bother me. That bothers you.
It does bother me very much.
You critique the hell out of these announcers, and these guys are pretty good, man. They really are.
It's true. Not on Comcast anymore. The company that owns Bally's, Bally filed for bankruptcy.
All right. Whatever it is. I don't know how much you're going to miss. First of all, I think aren't all
the
Panthers.
Marlins games are on.
No, but the Panther games on national
TV.
Yes,
the Panthers are going to be.
Heat or done. But you're right about the Marlins, which, by the way, I enjoy putting a little three-hour game on, two-and-a-half-hour game
we
on.
We know you do.
I know.
We know. All right, Joe, I think we have reached our –
Can we go now?
Can
we go now?
Give me your pick for the race before we go.
I'm just going to be a front runner like everybody else, Big Max. Who are you going to take? Take somebody different.
All right, I'll take Leclerc. The Ferrari.
I want you to put money on that and see how that does.
I'll do it right now. Come in here.
All right.
I'll do it.
All right. That's good.
Plus 1750. Lunch is on me if he wins, all right?
By the way, you owe me lunch.
I do
for
owe
some,
you
too.
Lunch. What was you that bring, for?
I don't know. But I did not forget.
And oh, it was the Marlins.
And by the
I
way,
said the Marlins wouldn't beat the Yankees. You did. You got that one.
And we're going somewhere nice. I wasn't until, you know, I found out some
Picked
stuff.
Picked the nicest place at the food court downstairs.
Yeah, I'm going to do it down there. Exactly. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.